Welcome to the Denver Comedy Lounge. This is Ryan Connor.
Hello, it's Ryan Connor.
It's Ryan Connor. Ryan Connor's headlining here for, what is it, how many times have you been here?
Four or five times.
He's been here too many times. I'm going to have to...
We're at the limit.
Yeah. This is the statute of limitations for a white male comedian to be performing at the Denver Comedy Lounge, but we're excited to have him this weekend.
Thanks. Absolutely. Having a lot of fun. Thanks for having me, Ben.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, why would I not?
Well, not anymore.
I support diversity and...
I'll take it.
All the things. So you recently wrote a book.
I do. It came out in December. Yeah.
Okay.
It's called The Party. It's first. It's satire. So it's.
Aren't they all?
I don't know. So it's a political satire. It's the wake of a revolt. It's a totalitarian regime.
Okay.
In the U.S. where it's. Basically, 10 corporations are controlling every aspect of our country with a puppet president. And the book is The Wake of a Revolt. The two of the leaders of it are writing their confessions to try to sort of get off easy.
Okay.
And so the story,
points, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, so the story unfolds as their confessions,
okay,
back and forth.
Okay.
And it's a comedy.
Okay, I love that idea. That's a great idea, and I can't.
Thank you.
Where can they find the book?
Amazon. Or
Amazon.
Come to one of my shows. Yeah.
And it's called...
The Party.
The Party, which, I mean, who doesn't love a good party,
yeah,
especially when it's a book?
And I also recently realized that I need to tell people it has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Okay? Nothing at all. Not even loosely.
Yeah. Not at all.
I mean, like, he was the first, like, puppet president. He was not the first puppet president, right? Like, there's no... I mean, come on.
I'd argue there are other puppet.
Well, yeah, there's
too.
One. Yeah,
just
but
a different guy.
Like, but every, yeah, man,
yeah, different.
Like,
yeah, but there, he is not in it, nor is anyone in his family or his circle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any? Are there any characters that are based on somebody?
Papa John.
Oh, Papa John. Ooh,
he's not in it, but there is someone based on him. But you can't sue me for that because it's loosely based on it.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay.
I changed the name to Pizza Daddy.
Oh, I love Pizza Daddy. I love that. What's your favorite? All right, what's your favorite chain pizza?
I don't know, man. Maybe.
I mean, there's Papa John's, there's Pizza Hut, there's Domino's.
Maybe Little Caesars.
Little Caesars. There's Little Caesars.
I think of the big chains, I got to go Little Caesars.
Little Caesars. This is this is all hail Little Caesars.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
crazy for the crazy bread.
No, I don't like it either.
You don't like?
I don't
crazy
like.
Bread?
Yeah, you have one.
It is well, but the
it's better
bread
than the others. It's better than Pizza Hut.
Okay.
It's right. Better than Papa John's.
Yeah, Pizza Hut has this stink to it that I can't quite.
And the fact Domino's did a national apology for sucking for so long, I can't reward them.
Okay.
Do you remember their commercials for 5
kind
years?
Kind of, yeah. Like, we're trying to do
we
better.
We suck.
Their accountability
so.
Presence, yeah.
Yeah, and then they put, like, a whole clove of garlic on every pizza for a few years.
Yeah, or they fucked with the crust. Fucked with the crust.
Yeah. So I'm going to go Little Caesars.
Go Little Caesars. All right, yeah. Well, mine is, thanks for asking.
What is yours?
Mine is historically... I was just going to tell you, but thanks for asking. I like Pizza Hut. But
really?
Not necessarily present-day Pizza Hut. I like the nostalgia of Pizza Hut. And, like, in second grade, I broke my wrist, and I got a He-Man figure, and I got to go to Target to get the He-Man figure. And then we went to... Pizza Hut. So, like, has this, like...
So, it's really
like,
about He-Man.
It was about healing and He-Man and, you know...
You had Target when you were in elementary school?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Am I dating myself?
I don't know. No. Well, it just didn't exist on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Kmart. It was more Kmart over there or something?
Yeah, I think so. Kmart, Walmart. I saw a He-Man thermos today. I almost bought it.
Oh, wow.
I was waiting to get in line for this... waiting to get a table at this place for breakfast... And there was a thrift store next door, and they had the old He-Man, you know, like the Aladdin lunch boxes, you know?
Oh, dope.
Exact same one I had when I was a kid. I almost bought it, and I was like, what am I doing?
I know. But it's like, okay, what am I putting here? My colored pencils, my draw, like that. But that sounds fun. Or I guess it was a thermos, so it would be alcohol or something.
I know, yeah.
Hot cocoa.
Milk.
So you got a 3-show night tonight.
Three.
First show's coming up here in a couple minutes. Two shows last night, two great sold out shows last night. You killed it. Even the owner of the other business that we run the comedy lounge out of, she was like, he's really great, you know. Like,
oh,
and that doesn't always happen because she's British. She's British. So, you know, tough cookies. And, you know, where dreams begin. And this is Denver Comedy Lounge, where dreams end. So where are you off to now, Mr. Los Angeles book writer?
I'm going home.
Oh.
Well, actually, I'm going to Bay Area tomorrow, but it has nothing to do with shows.
Okay, nice.
Family.
Just eat some Bay Area things.
Yeah.
Bay Area. Ghirardelli chocolate.
Yeah.
That's all I know. It's Bay Area.
It's a chocolate. It's a chocolate country.
It's a chocolate town.
Chocolate town.
Well, thank you so much.
Country.
Yeah, thank you for doing this so much.
Thanks for having me. It's nice to be here for the last time.
Follow at Ryan Connor.
Comedy. On Instagram.
And not the porn star, Ryan Connor.
No, Ryan Connor Comedy on Instagram.
Not the porn star.
I don't use Twitter.
The porn star didn't write a book.
But I think I do have a TikTok account.
Okay.
But I don't touch it.
Okay. Yeah, don't. It's dirty. TikTok is fucking filthy.
It's going to be done.
So I hate podcasts. This is the Denver Comedy Lounge. And that's it. I think that's good. That's painless, right? That's painless.
Yeah, painless.
That was painless.